and forced the remaining tea chests in, and behold the enormous cargo, packed as tight as ever shopkeeper packed a box. 19,806 chests, 60 half chests, 50 quarter chests. While Mr. Gray was contemplating his work with singular satisfaction, a small boat from Canton came alongside, and Mr. Tickle, the midshipman, ran up the side, skipped on the quarter-deck, saluted it first, and then the first mate, and gave him a line from the captain, desiring him to take the ship down to Second Bar for her water at the turn of the tide. 2 hours after receipt of this order, the ship swung to the ebb. Instantly, Mr. Sharp unmoored, and the Agra began her famous voyage, with her head at right angles to her course, for the wind being foul, all Sharp could do was to set his topsails, driver and jib, and keep her in the tide way, and clear of the numerous craft, by backing or filling as the case required, which he did with considerable dexterity, making the sails steer the helm for the nonce. He crossed the bar at sunset, and brought to with the best bower anchor in 5 fathoms and a half. Here they began to take in their water, and on the 5th day the 6-oared gig was ordered up to Canton for the captain.